You know, I always...
On Thursday night, September 25th.
Yeah.
Year 2008.
Dun, 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 dun.
I feel like we should do headlines.
Yes. Well, I was going to do that, but no. I always forget... Like, during the day...
During?
Yes, during the day, I will... I'll sit in there doing whatever, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't wait, and go home and play, blah, blah, blah. And then I stop, and I'm like, oh, no, wait, we got to do a show. Because I always forget that.
So. Did you play any blah, blah, blah at all between...
I played Pure, and I played Force Unleashed some more. Totally forgot that Duke Nukem was out yesterday.
Really?
I made a post about it on EVAB, but when I got home, by the time I got home, I was completely forget that it was out there. Well, and again, today, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go home and play.
Yeah, I downloaded it, played through what was available in the trial. I didn't pick it up because I didn't know where everybody else was at with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it.
You haven't played it yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll straight out buy it.
Would you recommend doing that before you commit to a purchase?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
How did you feel about the trial?
I thought it was an excellent port. I thought it was
okay.
Really good.
Well, good. That's really what I was getting at.
I thought it controlled fantastically. It didn't... there were no strange rendering issues. Didn't make me, like, ill or nauseous or anything. Everything was mapped and really well, and it was real simple. Obviously, it was a butt-simple game to begin with, but...
Yeah.
I'll just try that rewind feature.
It was good. I'll get to that when I'm ready. The pitch was, like, the pitching was really good. I don't know if you remember at the time, but, like...
Yeah.
The way games were rendered to pitch up and down didn't work especially well back then. So there's always a question of how well that's going to translate to something where we're accustomed to having all of the axes of movement. But it was pretty good. I felt all right about it. And then, like, when you die, you, like, hit the button and it'll reload, but you don't, like, reload at a checkpoint or something. You can just physically move...
however far back
you can move, like... the hash marker to, like, wherever and, like, rewind to any point. And it's like, do you want to pick it up from here? Do you want to go back? So you can, like, go back, and it's like, do you want to go from here? And you can just hit a button, and boom, there you are exactly where
that's
you
so
were.
Genius.
No, it's very, very cool. It's,
like...
It's very cool. It's like...
Because I can't think of how many times in games I've been like, oh, I don't want to go all the way back there. All I gotta do... that one guy. I can beat him this time.
I just fucked up right outside the door.
Oh, yeah,
like, I just need to go back outside the door.
Checkpoint system.
It's like, no, you gotta go back
now.
Yeah,
kills you.
But it's like, well, wait a minute. I just fucked up the way I came in, you know, because I stood right next to that, I came in the door, stood right next to the fucking thing on the wall. What is it? Fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
And, like, the bad guy shot the fire extinguisher, like, blew half my face off, and then I was dead, and it sucked. So I'll just go back outside the door. Or, like, maybe I'll go back a little bit more before I, like, wasted those 13 shots trying to shoot the guy out of the air. Maybe I'll just go all the way back there, or like maybe right here. I don't know. It's very clever. It's a very, very good way to do it. It worked, at least in the demo code, you know, which is
essentially
the same thing. Like, it was really good. I thought it was really cool. It was very smooth and extremely playable. So I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that the multiplayer would not be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, it's the only thing that I obviously didn't try.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I haven't read any problems with the network code. I haven't seen...
Yeah, I haven't seen anything
like that
either.
What has a tendency to be, like, very common the day after a...
I haven't really seen... Actually, I haven't really seen much of anything on it since it came out. Which is, you know, a good sign. I'll take it.
I sure hope so. Because it was...
You'd think if there was a glaring problem, it would be out by now. We would be hearing about it on four different websites over the course of 2 days.
Yeah, I would have thought the same thing. But I liked it a lot. Interesting yeah. Port.
That's well, good. Yeah, I may have to look at that. I spent the rest of Monday and Tuesday working on other stuff. I didn't really play anything.
Sucks.
Yeah,
you got a mount though, right?
Yeah, but last night I said, you know what, I have some stuff to do, but dang it, I want to play some Warhammer. Like, I'm gonna fucking level. I'm losing. I'm behind. I'm a guild.
Yeah, you guys are moving ahead.
I sat down and went from 17 to 20 last night. So
that's good. Mounts are 20?
Mounts are 20.
Last names
are 20. Which is something that I have. Last names, which I was like, man.
You
can
surnames.
When games do that. Yeah.
Man. WoW needs surnames.
Yeah. They're really cool. Like, they're pointless, but they're really cool.
Either, maybe not necessarily, like, distinct surnames, but, like, two words.
Yeah.
That would really help. I remember being, City of Heroes allowed you to have...
Right.
I can't remember exactly how the syntax broke out, but it was, like, multiple
multiple little titles in front of your name.
Well, but I mean, your name itself could also be...
Yeah, more than one thing.
Like, more than one thing, I believe.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, you had, like, so many characters that you could do.
You could throw spaces.
But spaces were included.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's actually something that I've really hated in World of Warcraft for all of this time.
How, like...
That your name has to be, like, a single thing, and it makes it very difficult for, you know, people who are camping a name, and if that's something that you want. It becomes very irritating to see lots of variations on
the same thing, yeah.
Like a two at the
why
end.
Yeah, why would you do that? Like, why would you do that? It's,
who puts twos at the end of the day?
I can't think of. Well, you can't put a two in there.
Well, yeah.
Because it's a number.
It's a number, but yeah. Nonetheless.
Yeah, it's stupid. I'm glad you get surnames. What kind of cost relative to like other stuff does your mount represent?
Your mount's 15 gold.
Right.
The surname is 4 gold. So really at level 20, you're dropping 19 gold. Well, a lot of people I've noticed don't give a crap about the last names, or don't know where the guy is. He's, like, off in the corner by himself, not very noticeable. You would never know he was there if you didn't know he was there.
You should have to, like...
I'm an explorer, I knew he was there a long time ago. I knew he was there at, like, level 6.
You should have to, like... You know...
Yes.
Under the heading of things that would happen if I was in charge, you would have to... I would somehow attach the... acquisition of a surname to I don't know, something having to do with the lore, with like your Tome of Knowledge shit, with like the fact that so much of that game's story is like relegated to
a
little book you got and you can go read I would definitely attach it to that
something,
rather than just make it a cost issue.
Throwing something like that that's really not, you don't get a game advantage from throwing that into like a little mini quest would have been really interesting.
But. Yeah.
No. But you can change. I think I can go change it at any time.
It's like when you got your capes, you had to go on a mission to get your cape.
Yeah, I think you should have to go on missions to do shit, not just pay money.
Yeah,
I mean,
what about mounts?
Should I have to
quest for my mount?
I think that stuff. Well, I don't know.
Be given an option at least.
Well, given an option, no one will ever quest, ever under any circumstances, unless
it depends on what you get.
That,
yeah.
Like
you roll out of it with reduced cost.
Yeah, but yeah. Still, if you're talking about like a massively reduced cost, can I, you know, do some and how simple is the quest?
Yeah,
it's not quite the same anymore. But early on, there was like a drastic difference. In a lot of the World of Warcraft classes, some of the classes had like really interesting, very unique class specific quests.
Yeah, like the warrior quests,
warlock quests.
Yeah, warlock quests.
A lot of interesting stuff for them. One or two things for mages. Hunters had like nothing.
No.
You know,
you had your pet
really
quest
boring.
10, and that was it.
And that was the only quest you ever had.
Yeah, good luck
for
with
like
that.
A year and a half, I think, before they added something else. But I like that. Like, as much as I think a lot of MMO stuff is about accessibility for the largest number of people, obviously that's where the success is. I think that exclusivity is a really great thing. As a matter of fact, I've often thought, how awesome would some of these worlds be if, you know, there were individual places that only certain classes could go. Like, that's a fucking mage tower sitting over there adjacent to the trade district in Stormwind.
Yeah.
I think only mages ought to be able to go in there.
Yeah.
I mean, the same way that, you know...
Or and they have some mages...
Warlocks should be the only people going into the basement of the Slaughtered Lamb, stuff like that. Like, whatever. Like, little things like that. I like that kind of exclusivity. Evidently, it, you know... cost you subscriptions or some dumb shit like
whatever.
That. But I like things. So, yeah. More questing for stuff like that would be really, really great. I had to quest for my fucking bear form. Really great quest. You got a quest for your fucking seal form. That's really good. I hit level 20 to get my cat form, and I'm like, yeah, this is going to be awesome. And the guy's like,
you know,
give me 30 silver. And now you're cat.
Yeah.
But don't I have
that's
to, like,
very
sort
epic
of
quest.
Yeah. Don't I have to kind of get in touch with the, you know, like, primal feline Azerothian spirit or something like that? Like, don't I have to, like, engage my, you know, natural ferocity at some level and like learn how to bring excite. No, really, just give me 30 silver. And you're 30 silver.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all right. Well, thanks a lot. It's,
well, you know,
stands in very sharp contrast to the last two things I learned to turn into.
Yeah. Well, at least I don't know. Have you played a shaman to any level? Have you done the water totem quest?
No.
Oh, sweet mother of God.
I never do the water totem quest.
It's like, hey, go to this continent. Go back to the other continent. No, go to the other continent.
Yeah.
And when you go to the continents, I want you to run to somewhere in the middle of nowhere near no flight points whatsoever.
Right.
You bastards.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got your mount.
Yeah.
But how does that work? Like, how is that?
But there's no mount skill. Like, I don't have to buy a skill
and
then a mount.
You just buy the mount.
I just buy a mount. 15 gold. You walk up to this guy, he's like, I sell horses, white horses, and gyrocopters.
Right.
And it's like, I'm really glad I didn't play a high elf or a human. Bastards. <That's> Y'all got horses cool. And white horses, huh? Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. I have a gyrocopter. Like, and I really, it's a subtle thing, but if you turn around so the camera's facing the front of your character, when you start flying forward, your dwarf gets this, like, bug-eyed, terrified look in his face.
Nice.
And it's excellent. Like,
but does it have a hula thing. Girl on the dash?
No.
Because the Epic Engineering mount,
yeah.
The Epic Engineering gyrocopter,
there's no dash.
Has a dancing hula girl.
It's like nice. It's like a pack with little
oh,
control
I see.
Bars.
I see,
yeah.
I see. It's like some kind of...
Yeah, it's like a little backpack.
God, I think there was a dancing hula girl in the plane.
Think about a jetpack.
On the dash of the...
Was she dancing?
Well,
I'm sure she was.
One of those little... Yeah, one of those things. Yeah.
It's so like
synonymous with...
Right. So is 20 gold, is that hard to come by?
Yeah, well, as I said, the 19 for surname in the mount, really, if you don't have it at that level, you've probably been doing something wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, it will be most of your money.
Right, right.
If you've been being stupid at the auction house and just buying whatever the hell you want, like, you're not going to have it. If you have not... I didn't really buy anything at the AH at all. And when I was sitting there, I had... maybe... 28.
Okay.
So, you know, it was a big chunk of my money.
Well,
I feel poor now.
Right.
But, you know, it's not like it's very prohibitive. And once you start hitting that... The rewards, once you make it to the tier 3 areas, the 20 to 30 area, jack up. So it's like, yeah, you're poor, but we're going to let you get back into things pretty quick.
How's the population doing?
Pretty well. Pretty well.
Are there people out there? It's very obvious to me that you have some of our people. Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
You're welcome to them, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know. It's not bad. During the day, when I was playing today, at lunch, it's still kind of hurting in some of the... public area, like doing the public quests and whatnot. I don't know if it's the same on Destruction, of course, but over on Order, we were hurting pretty bad. I was on in the tier 3 area. 20 is really the lowest you want to go to the tier 3 area. Because it's for 20 to 30. You could go earlier, but there's no... You're going to spend way too long to get stuff done. So, I'm sitting there and I'm watching... Like, I'm getting keep notices, keep under attack notices in our RVR keep PvP areas. And I'm, like, watching them fall one by one. We started the day with almost all of them in Tier 3, almost all 6. When I got off for lunch, we had 0. We haven't had any yet. This seems to be the sway. Come 7, 8 o'clock, Order will start rolling through PvP. Like, we'll take keep after keep after keep after keep after keep and hold them until I go to bed. And then when I wake up in the morning, they start, like, if I go check, if I get to get on before I go to work or if I come on at lunch, like, we don't have shit. it's a very odd balance. I think it has a lot to do with... I think that they're really... You could stereotype Order and Destruction players pretty easily. Destruction players are going to be up way later than Order players, but Order players are going to get off work and come home and play. So you've got that where there's a population disparity just based on time of day. It's got to be, just because I've seen it happen so many times. There has to be some kind of reason for that swing. I don't know.
Well, so your end game's what, 40? 40
end game's 40, yeah.
Well, hopefully you won't be there. Oh, it won't be very long until you're there. So
yeah,
you start telling me how
yeah
that
from what I've seen, it shouldn't be too long. I'm doing pretty well. And just in terms of time. I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? It totally would have been great if it had happened on a Monday. You know, it's complete, like, a headline news type issue. But, I mean, you have to make mention of it. Like, how do you feel with Jack Thompson disbarred?
Okay. There's that one, yes.
Yeah, there's a few things.
Like, a couple things that happened today.
Like, how do you feel about that? Because I honestly remember a time... And this was just a few years ago, like kind of coming into this current generation of stuff, where like, it was bad news all the time about games in the news media, and you're always kind of thinking like, God, how much of this are we going to have to deal with? At what point is this going to sort of, you know, is this river of bad press going to like crest and wash over all of us and create a lot of really bad problems? And then a lot of times, at least as far as I could tell, you know, there was like this asshole out in front of all of it. And he, like, looked like he would be a really big problem a couple of times in the past. Some of the lawsuits he was trying to bring to bear were, like, significant enough that I really worried that somebody would actually pay attention to what he was saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, like, now he's done. Like, it's well, like, okay, you're done. It, like,
you're done in Florida.
Disbarment's a big deal. Yeah. Disbarment is, like...
He's not going to go, permanent disbarment. He's not going to go to another state and do that, and they're not going to look.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, like, but...
Yeah, no, we're not...
He still can talk. I don't know.
Oh, no, 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 he could still talk, but it's like... What did all this talk get you before? Yeah, right. Disbarred.
Yeah.
So, and that's... But more importantly, I think that's what his whole life's about right now. Like, his whole life is about... He's frickin'... Now, this dude is tilting at windmills.
Yeah.
Like, he's on this whole quixotic thing about, like, I'm going to fight the power, basically. And, like, he doesn't even really seem to have a whole lot of concentration left for us, for our thing. He's busy. Yeah. He's busy on his own little jihad right now. So it's like his own vengeance road. And that's, mm-hmm. so it's like, all right, you just go do that. It'll keep you busy, I'm sure, so.
Yeah. I mean, you know. It's nice to cheer the mortal victory, like, hey, this guy actually, like, seriously was jacked up and...
I think I think the more active he was in this situation, attacking games or finding reasons to attack games or whatever, the more insane he started going. Because, like, you'd see pictures of him and then it's always like, oh, there he is in his suit and tie... Then you'd see him without a tie, but he's still, you know, with his coat on.
Right.
And now the latest picture of him holding.
Yeah, the pictures that's always cycled through. I always get the impression
like
that
he's
just
on
like
the street somewhere. Now.
You know what he looks like to me, having like lived down there for a long time. He looks like those dudes with the metal detectors on the beach at like 5 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it looks
and
like
it's not,
just progressively.
And there's
faded.
Hardly been any victory achieved here. The only like we. Whatever, he was just always wrong. And
yeah.
he always got it wrong. And the more wrong he got it, the more he would project his message that he thought people should just understand. Like, don't you understand? Like, what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You should agree. And then they're like, you're a fruitcake, you know? And it would just sort of upset him even further. But it's not that I even think that there's been any triumph. It's just like, oh, well, that's gone now. Like,
yeah, well, it's good.
That's a big pain in the ass. No, that's not, yeah. not that anymore. It's That's interesting. I mean, he's, you know...
Yeah.
He's got a significant, you know... I'm sure he, over the past few years, has made up, like, 0.1% of all gaming blog headlines.
Yeah.
All by himself. And that's pretty significant.
Yeah, he is, He's just loud, man. He's very, very loud.
See, when you started going into that, I thought you were going to talk about the Bungie thing.
Of course I'm going to talk about the Bungie thing.
Yeah, I hear you there, too, and the sporty...
But I wasn't going to talk about that until I asked you... And verified with you that you did indeed use the cheat in the pub games for Fable 2, yes?
Yes.
Now,
you're in trouble.
You need to promise me, you need to promise me that you are indeed going to import the money you earned into Fable 2, yes?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can
Come
make
on,
that
do
promise.
It. You need to promise me, because you're the only person I know with it, and you're certainly the only person I know personally that... Use the exploit, so I got to know what happens.
We want to know how it.
Because you heard about what Molyneux said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. We're totally aware of that.
We did
and like,
it on purpose.
Well, that's not actually
I
what
meant
he said.
To do that.
That's not actually what he said.
Yeah.
Because I went back and I read the source, and he's like, "Yeah, we're perfectly aware of that, and you know, we've basically like we've done something in Fable 2 for the people who do that." Now I'm thinking that's really awesome. Like,
we'll
you
see.
Totally need to import
yeah.
your stuff. To see what the effect it has on your character. I think that's really great.
I think that there will be two characters made.
Right?
No, of course there. Yeah,
like,
no, of course.
One, sure. Why
I,
not?
I don't think he has any intention of he's not going to like ruin your game.
Yeah.
It's certainly not going to ruin the game. I don't think it's going to be... It's not designed to like cause a problem. I think it's just designed to...
I think maybe your trust factor will be whatever, like, people
well,
trusting you.
I think you're going to...
I think it'll be lovely.
I think something's going to happen to your fat stacks of cash is what's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe you'll be prone to looting
the game
more than
the,
anybody else.
The game complete... Like, Fable 2, I mean, essentially supports that kind of decision-making. It's just a question of what happens when you do that. Yeah. The game doesn't punish you for it outright. So I don't really get that what he's saying is, if you did this, your game's going to suck. Mm-mm. Like, he wouldn't... I don't know that he would have told anybody. I'm just saying it sounds extremely interesting. I don't believe for a moment that they put it in there on purpose.
Yeah.
But I do think that somebody said, hey, before we fix this exploit, why don't we tag every account that used it and then, you know, send them a little something special in the retail game.
I wonder
game.
How that's tracked, though.
I don't know.
I really wonder.
First, well, because if you, you know, because if you import your cash from that and you start with a...
Well, I think what he says, how do you track
this? How do you track the difference between somebody that actually legitimately won a lot of money versus somebody that did this?
I don't know. I mean, if it was intentional, then that would
be... Well, then, yeah, but I don't know. I didn't get that impression.
I don't write code. I don't build code. I don't build these kinds of things. So I honestly don't know. I'm sure it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just blowing more smoke up our ass. Who knows?
There's that, too.
he's very very sideshow salesman.
I was about to say the same
about
thing.
About this whole thing.
Yeah,
like,
he's really good.
Where's the snake oil, man?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's Fable 3. You don't get snake oil until Fable 3.
Yeah, right. Fable 3. No, just I wanted to ask
but
you about
gonna
that.
It's going to be the best snake oil you've ever bought.
And I want some kind of guarantee that you're going to import that cash.
I mean, I plan on it, just not
my
main. We
have to hear about your exploits.
Right. It'll be on my alt, man. It'll be on my alt.
Like, what if it's extremely awesome?
That's a good question.
See? You won't know.
Well,
I think you need to
commit. Maybe I should do that first.
I think you need to commit.
Whether or not that character becomes my alt, basically.
Yeah, I think you should do that.
Totally, yeah.
No, I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Meant to bring that up on Monday, actually, because that's when I read about it, but it completely lost it. So I don't know. I barely paid any attention to the DRM situation, but I saw that was a fairly big deal. I think maybe it's...
There was a point in my RSS feeds where every story was a DRM story, but completely different than each other's.
Really.
There was one day there where it was all Spore DRMs and EAs. It was like Spore DRM clarified. The other story was EA banning people talking about Spore DRM.
On their own forums.
On their own
forums.
And then the other one was a class action lawsuit filed because of Spore DRM.
Which is the newest.
Just, I mean...
Which I think
is
a little...
No, that's not the... Well, I guess...
The
change hit about the same time the class action lawsuit hit. Which makes me wonder how effective that lawsuit
is. Yeah, because they did change the DRM.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
They changed it.
They announced, no, we're not really banning anyone on the forums for talking about DRM, and we're changing the DRM in
general. What is it, unlimited installs, but only on five
different machines.
Uh-huh.
Unlimited installs on this five machines. I think it's actually five concurrent machines, so you can only have it active on five machines at once. Unlimited installs.
Right.
On those.
Didn't they issue an apology?
Yeah, they did. And then,
in a roundabout
and way. Then rather than having... You're going to have one master account.
That's right.
But you can have different screen names under the master account, and they'll publish to the Sporepedia as separate entities, rather than making everybody play under the same account, which is something that should have been
It was like a day full of DRM discussion.
Yeah. It was good, though. It's good that they came out and said, hey, look, all right, guys, we kind of jacked this up. We're really sorry. You know?
Yeah.
It's a step in the right direction.
I suppose. I think it also... I don't care one way either. I'm not playing Spore. Like, my ire about DRM only goes so far, and it's pretty significant. But it's like I don't need to get in a fight about it. I just avoid it. I think that other people fighting about it is perfectly fine because it's kind of a wretched thing, and I don't personally like it. So whatever. I just think that we're automatically assuming that it's a good faith move on their part. And I don't like assuming that. They're not stupid. They're as aware of DRM as we are. We're not talking about blindfolded, sequestered, you know, be-nunneried marketing guys who don't know anything about the world and just understand the theory of DRM. We're not talking about that. We're talking about guys who are perfectly fucking aware of the situation. They're perfectly capable of... understanding the research involved. So the whole thing blows up in their face, and then they're like, oh, no, it was a total, like, accident, man. Like, we love you guys. Here, look at all this extra shit we're going to give you. And we're, like, you know, turning the DRM down to, like, one from, like, eight. You know, that's not what you're doing. You're covering your ass. which is exactly what you should do, and you shouldn't get any sort of congratulations for doing it. It is simply a matter of self-preservation.
Well, I agree that it... I mean, I don't think that this is...
No, I just don't think it's like, oh, this is really great that you're doing this. Like,
I still think it's a good move for the consumer. Like,
well, of course it's a good move for the consumer, but a better move for the consumer and for them, quite fucking obviously, would be never to have implemented it in the first place. This is hardly the first time this has happened. So the whole thing's a mess when it didn't have to be a mess, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... A year from now, somebody else is going to do the same thing, and it's going to be a mess when it didn't have to be a mess because the object lesson existed, as it existed in this case, from other things. I mean, it's like, whatever. So it's a mess and didn't have to be a mess, and it occupied a lot of news cycles, and it didn't have to. And
you had to scroll through all that news that you really didn't want to scroll through.
Well, and it probably kept a lot of people from the game because it was like, you know what? Fuck this noise.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Well, maybe that's why they've tried to rectify things. I'm sure that's why they've tried to rectify things.
It's exactly why they've tried to rectify things. It's just that they spend too much time walking backwards instead of looking forward.
Yeah.
That's my problem. They're walking this back. They're trying to step out of some shit they stepped into.
Yeah, if they had just been paying attention to what was going to happen.
But, I mean, whatever. I hope more people... Whatever. But if somebody was staying away from the game because of DRM, then maybe they won't now, and I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, what's stupid, though, is... unrelated to that, I didn't even know there was a Bungie countdown. Until, like, yesterday, somebody's like, the Bungie countdown's ending tomorrow. And I was like, there's a Bungie countdown?
Yeah, I didn't...
What the hell?
I got lost somewhere.
I guess I don't love Bungie enough.
Like, I mean...
However,
I love them pretty hard, and I somehow missed it.
What it ended with, though, I'm actually kind of excited about. How do you feel about that? Did you watch
the
teaser trailer?
I downloaded it, and then everybody told me that... I think this is for Halo 3. What is this for? You know, all this stuff. And I was like, well, I'll watch it later. Because they said, well, it didn't reveal much. And it didn't say
I was
much.
Fucking pissed.
A lot of people sounded confused. And I said, well, I'll just look at it later.
Look at this. We're going to count down to not telling you a fucking thing. Congratulations.
Ma'am, they told you everything I think you needed to know. It was right there.
Man, no.
Yes, it was.
No. Like, it was... Okay. Yes, we have a trailer. Yes, there's a lot of information embedded into this trailer.
Yeah.
Like, it's not presented outright.
Which is a really great way to present that kind of information to these kind of fans.
However, like, I like throwing that kind of stuff in there.
Is there any audio in it other than, like, music?
There's some sound effects. There's some sound effects and some background stuff. But
there's no voiceover?
No.
Okay. I don't listen to it.
Yeah, you do. If
You don't need to listen to it here. You can listen to it somewhere else.
Yeah, but you need to, at some point, make sure you...
It's
anything. I thought... Because
their sound direction is phenomenal.
Yeah,
just in general.
It's good. Well, and
yeah,
I mean, there
are
implications. I mean, if you want to, like... If you want to tinfoil hat the goddamn trailer, then yeah, okay, obviously you need sound effects.
Right.
Because there's cues as to, like, what's supposed to be happening...
Oh, that's true.
...at any given point in time. But that's what they do. Like, that's... I don't, you know, it's not exactly an announcement of announcement. It's a countdown to a teaser, which is pretty damn closely related.
Yeah.
It's at least the same genus, if not the same species of like, marketing bullshit.
Like, I hate that bullshit.
But their stuff
That's what
is,
I hate.
The problem is, their stuff is much more fun. They always make an effort, be it an ARG or an ad campaign or something like that.
They are the ARG kings.
They always make a real effort to...
I love bees.
To, you know, they don't just... Yeah, I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm not a big ARG fan because I think they're all kind of flat and lifeless, honestly. And they're not, in my opinion, closely related enough to the thing itself.
Yeah, well, Isle of Bees was.
Yeah, not enough, in my opinion.
You know the Marathon War?
Yes, I do,
like,
but I'm just saying.
It's the rampant AI. Like,
It wasn't enough. It just sort of... It was like a spin-off episode of what they were actually trying to get to. It wasn't direct enough. It didn't culminate with what they were, with what the ARG was referencing. It didn't. There was no focus to it, and I think that it really should be that way since an ARG is an ad campaign.
Yeah.
But I thought it was good. I thought it was very much the kind of thing they do. It's like, everything I need to know is in this thing. Like, in some way, shape, or form.
If I take my time, I study it, and I think really hard...
Wasting your time because someone else has already done it.
Somebody else has already done it. Yeah.
It's why they can take and game videos is very good at doing this. That's where I got all the others.
Yeah. The
dissection
of
those videos. It's where they can take a 5-minute piece
Everybody
of footage,
does the damn
3-minute piece of footage, extend it to a 10-minute piece of footage because they're, you know, saying, oh,
but
wait,
it's good. It's
right
a, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I love that. The only
thing it's I don't particularly care for in what they referenced, and I don't know if anybody else out there has watched it. It seems pretty clear to me that we're jumping back in the timeline.
That's what it looked like. That's what just watching it right now.
I mean, it's New Mombasa right after Prophet of Truth's ship slipstreams out in Halo 2.
Right.
And the essentially it's drop pods from the ODSTs.
Yes.
Which okay, I mean that's fine. My only problem is huh?
I love ODSTs.
Yeah, I think it's really good, and I think it's really interesting to be able to tell a side story. If you want to tell this story while Chief is off doing something else, you know, don't really feel like being in New Mombasa. I don't really feel like being in New Mombasa.
So pretty.
It was already there.
you want a new...
I like continuity. I like progression. These are the things I like. Those are, in my opinion, the greatest rewards that you can offer to a player who's trying to really partake in the narrative, like who's really paying attention to the narrative, whether it's a game or a television show or something like that.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about people who just tuned in for the latest episode. Fuck them. I want
make
my continuity.
Make them go back and watch the rest of it, yeah.
That's the reward. I like side stories, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying, what do you feel about side stories?
I certainly love my opposing forces and blue shifts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, those things are absolutely phenomenal when done well, and this could be that way. I just know where I was left at the end of the credits of Halo 3, and like...
You kind of want to know what's going on.
And really, like, is there anybody who played the campaign and cared about the campaign who didn't have a real bad case of blue balls at the end of that fucking story? Like... All this and like nothing really like this is what you gave me like this was the plot of this game.
I was about to say,
can I please play the commercial?
Yeah.
Can I play that? Because the guy that did that was way better than you. There's too much promise here, and this is your delivery, and it sucks. And yeah, I know it's Halo 3. Everybody knows that. So yeah, I don't know what's going on here. Not to say I couldn't enjoy what they're doing, and not to say that we couldn't spend 15 minutes in New Mombasa and then.
That's true.
Somewhere else.
Like. Welcome to Halo 3 itself. Like.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you're here. Oh, nope. Yeah. No, you're not.
God knows what that really means, but I think that everything was pretty much evident, and it's like, obviously, you need to give a shit about this moment in time. Like, you know, the main storyline goes this way, now you need to focus on what happened when the focus was in a different direction. So
yeah.
I think it's a very cool technique. I think it's a great... It's a great tool, so we'll see.
I just want it to be a tactical shooter.
Yeah, yes.
Instead of an MMO.
Yeah, tactical shooter.
Oh, man, an ODST tactical shooter? That would be so awesome.
I know, but it's not going to be that.
That's what I want it to be.
It's not going to be that. I think it's a huge question of whether it's even going to be standalone.
I don't think it's going to be standalone at all.
Do you think it'll be a DLC?
I think it's DLC.
There's no hope in hell that it's going to be anything different than what Halo 3 is if it's DLC. It can't function differently.
Oh,
if it's just DLC for
what
Halo
if it's...
3.
Yeah,
you're trying to figure it out.
I know. It ain't going to work that way.
I know. I forget this is a console, and like, so the power of the expansion pack is not what it is on.
It's tied to whatever it's expanding to. Unless it is standalone.
It's not what it is on PC.
I mean, unless you think of it as like a total conversion or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'd be game for any of
it.
Why not
do a total conversion?
I don't know. I'm a total shithead sucker for Halo, though. I don't like the multiplayer at all. I don't like it. I'm not a Halo fanboy. I just can't... I absolutely can't tear myself away from the idea...
Motherfuckers can build a pretty convincing world.
Yeah, the bedrock, the world building, the theoretical story of what's happening is actually like
really good,
pretty superb.
Yeah,
the execution of that story through the games is shit.
Yeah,
I mean there were things that I really liked in 2, and I apparently No, very much in the minority there, but I liked a lot of that stuff.
You and me are like probably the only two people that like two, I think.
No, yeah. I enjoyed two as well.
Okay. I really right. like it.
I think we've got everyone that enjoyed two in this room right now. Because
no, I enjoyed...
It was very poorly... But I thought that it told a decent story.
I enjoyed two because of how I was comparing it to one. But, you know, after playing three... Three had its moments. It really did. When that fucking dropship comes in, when you're stuck on
three.
That cliff.
Man, three was great. Yeah. I love three.
And the dropship comes in.
Yeah, okay, well, that was like, the best moment in any of three games. Like, that was really good. What's that spec up there? Oh, God, my face! that was pretty badass.
It was blowing your back.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, okay.
Kevin's like, I died. How did I die?
Yeah. Killed by it.
Yeah. Seriously, he was standing too close to the dropship.
Well, no, because it fucking blew all the debris out of the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
And smacked him in the face.
There was some destroyed vehicle.
It takes out Kevin.
What I didn't understand was... I thought it was a great moment. What I didn't understand was, like, how come there weren't, like, 20 other moments like this in the game? If you're obviously capable of, like, doing a little interesting little tableau like this, like, why don't you fucking do it every now and then?
Yeah.
Instead, my memories of playing that game are about, you know, how do I get that skull up there? Which was really, in retrospect, a really terrible thing to do, but...
Yeah. Well, okay, so, yeah, there's plenty of ways you can look at... You can compare 3 and you can compare 2. I like 2 with what I played. I like 3 because I could play it with other people. As far as the co-op, that was fun. Having 4 guys going along with it, that was great. And not actually having much of an issue as far as connectivity.
Yeah.
That you usually do in something like this. And, of course, we've got our qualms with putting us in narrow hallways.
Well, that was bad. Some of the areas were great for 4-man co-op. Some of them were wretched. You know,
but
that's okay.
You know, 3 also put in that lore with the
terminals.
The terminals, yeah.
Which something they should have been doing since the fucking start.
Yeah, they should have been, and it should have been much more easily accessible. It should have been.
Motherfuckers have been doing this in every other FP. Like,
I just
this is what you built the marathon games on, and it took another to the third iteration to put it in this.
But not only did they put it in, they intentionally muddied it. They made it excessively difficult. How do you not recognize that your lore is probably one of the most interesting? Outside of the multiplayer, your lore is the most interesting part of your game. You've already refused to build on it. How come you can't make the access a little more transparent?
Yeah.
I don't understand that, but...
Yeah.
I've been repeatedly assured that I'm absolutely not the demographic that they're selling to, and that, like, I'm wasting my time and my blood pressure getting pissed off about it, but...
They could have done so much more.
It's what I do. So,
like, they made a fun game, but damn it, you could have made a really good story in there.
Well, the thing about this, the thing that interests me is, like, well, okay, it's a year old now, and that's fine. I guess
it's a year?
Yeah.
Today.
Damn.
Yeah.
Today.
You're right, it is today.
1 year
today. It is
today.
The birthday.
I just, this interests me because...
Why do you think they released a video?
Yeah.
Well, they're very...
They love their birthdays.
As much as they're good at the lore, they're also good with numbers and dates and trying, you know...
They love their fucking birthdays.
Yeah.
I think that it's interesting. I would have thought that anything that they'd have done, any effort that they would put forth to support Halo 3 in the future would have been strictly multiplayer related. Releasing, like...
Well, they did, for the most part.
Oh, I know. That's what, but I mean, it's like, let's just... But not just more maps. You know, I'm talking about, like, let's add some...
Didn't they, a long time ago, say that they're not working on anything Halo anymore? Like, they're not working on another Halo game? After 3 launched.
Yeah, but that was before a lot of the studio shakeup stuff.
Yeah, well.
So anything that they said at the time was, I think, kind of disingenuous in reference to what the future held.
And you could say that, you know, this is just an expansion. It's not like this is their.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it isn't, is it a standalone or is it an expansion like it?
That's a big question. Like, I think that's the biggest question because...
You said you weren't going to make another Halo game. This better not be another Halo game.
I think it is.
Motherfuckers.
I think it's strictly an expansion. If it was another...
It's Shivering Isles, man.
I hope so. Because damn it.
So do I.
Like, because I want the bulk of their team to be working on something goddamn different. I'm tired of them putting out Halo shit. I'm sick and tired of it. Well, they're such a good studio.
Everybody wants marathon-related stuff now.
That would be phenomenal.
That's what
like Rampant AIs. Or what's
words,
not to love about Rampant AIs?
I don't think they want them to stop working on the mythos or
the lore.
I want them to start working on it.
Well, yeah. Wait, you mean I want them to start putting it in the game?
Yeah, they go.
They've been working on it for a long time. They just haven't put it in anything that you can play. They've put it in shit you can read all over the place.
I got plenty of that.
I think they want them to be done with Master Chief, and then but stay within this world that you've built.
Well, I mean, this, and maybe, I don't think anything they would do would be out of the universe that they've built.
Well, I tell you.
Not unless we go back to...
This is strictly...
Myth.
Yeah.
Fucking...
Yeah, well, myth. It's strictly opinion of us. If anybody else out there has any good ideas about what they think is going on with this, very interested in hearing either by
yourself. Yeah, somebody that...
Or you get in touch with us on the show on Monday. We'll probably bring it back up. Maybe there'll be some more theories. I don't know. Obviously, we won't spend as much time on Monday, but if anybody else has any other thoughts...
To hear, I'd like to hear that. Because I know I'm probably wrong in everything I say about that kind of thing. I don't dig into it enough. I let other people do that.
I read the three novels.
I've read all the extra. But this kind of thing, this trailer, I don't dig into that. I let other people dig into it and read what they said. So, if you're one of the people that digs, like, I would love to hear directly from you if you get into that kind of thing. Yeah, that'd be great. Because I'm not smart enough. But yeah, the novels were great, man. I want them to come out.
I thought they were.
I liked them a lot. For
hit or miss.
Let's codify that a little bit. Four video game novels, video game tie-in novels, they were phenomenal.
That's an awfully narrow.
Yeah.
Focus
yeah.
There. They were okay. I didn't think the writing was especially strong, but again,
I think they're better than average.
I have a tendency to, as much of a, whatever, I have a tendency for there to really, a need for there to be undiscovered threads, unknown and mysterious things happening in, like, a need for a lot of the fiction like that I read to actually be a part of a greater storyline, like it pretends to be. So... I invest a lot of myself into it, you know? I don't just take it at face value, which, if you do that, which is probably what you should, you know, a lot of these expanded and shared universes of sci-fi, all this stuff just doesn't ever agree. Like, what's happening in the game may not necessarily agree with what's happening in the book, because this is a game and that's a book. But I need it to, so I'll fan-wank it until it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. So in that sense, I enjoyed it. I was like, "Wow, this could all be really interesting if it all means something else." But just taken on its own, it was fine.
Well, whatever. I mean, I
will tell you this:
having been burned by a lot of fiction at the science fiction at the bookstore.
Like, yeah,
I think if you picked a random science fiction book off the bookshelf and the Halo book, odds would be in the favor the Halo book might be better.
Well, that's what you get for going to the bookstore.
Well,
anymore.
Yes, 100%. So, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, there's much worse science fiction out there than the Halo novels, surprisingly.
Well, shit.
Well, what?
I noticed day before yesterday that somehow I had forgotten that Max Payne was due out in, like...
As soon as you said shit, I knew what article you had seen. As soon as you said shit, I bet you he saw the rating on Max Payne.
But I've noticed this is like only like 2.5 weeks away.
Yeah.
And like still unrated. And I was like, damn. Like that music comes on, like on the TV in the background or something.
Yeah.
And, like I get really excited. I'm like, man, I'm really fucking jazzed for this movie. I really want to see this movie. And I get really excited. I saw that it was unrated still. I was like, that's a little bit odd. And I remember the controversy about like, what the director was told about the possibility of his rating, like, and he was fighting for a PG-13.
Yeah.
Studio's fighting for an R because like, well, not fighting for it, but like that it felt R. The movie feels like an R, and it most certainly does in the trailer.
Yeah,
it
should be an R.
Well, I mean, based on what I've seen,
I played the games. I mean, that was a fucking R.
The game was you know, yeah, the games were definitely R.
The game was M.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rated M for mature.
So anyway, basically, it has received its rating, and it is going to be PG-13.
The DVD will be an R. With its extended...
I mean, I can only hope. It's just, like, there's nothing really not R in Max Payne. I sure hope that everybody is familiar with it. It's been years now. I would really like to play the first one again before the film comes out, just, you know, to satisfy that particular yen for whatever. But, you know, there's nothing happening in the world of Max Payne that's PG-13.
No, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure.
Maybe that part when he was standing there.
Yeah, yeah.
Before everybody died because he shot them in the face.
Yeah, that part like, might have been PG-13.
Maybe that part is PG-13.
But I'm not even
sure.
But
even then, that subway was really fucking dirty.
Yeah, so like, yeah. You don't know what was on the wall.
Yeah. I'm just saying, motherfucker's health pack was a thing of pills.
Yeah.
Motherfucker took pills when he got shot, and that's all he did all day long was take pills and shoot guys in the face.
Yeah, in slow motion. Don't forget that.
And the movie, like, that's apparently happening. Plus, like, you know, fucking demons are pulling him out of the window or something.
Yeah, we have fucking.
I don't know what's
going
on.
Bad trip from the pills.
It just looks really great, but.
I don't know. Yeah.
Whatever. I just. Damn it, the whole point of me growing up was so that I could have my own money and see R-rated movies and drink booze and smoke cigarettes. Like, that's why I grew up. If somebody had told me I'd never be able to do those things, then I don't know if I'd have bothered. But that was the whole point. Now that I'm grown up, like, there's no...
What the fuck? You made my Max Payne PG-13.
Yeah, right? don't, you know, don't want them. Don't want them.
God damn it, make those kids pay. They shouldn't be allowed to see that.
They should have to sneak in, just
like I did. Yeah. Bastards get a free ride. Yeah, this isn't right.
Whatever.
That's exactly right.
Sneak in anyway. Yeah. So. But yeah, that's rated. I'm looking forward to that. So we don't get a chance to see movies together that often anymore, but I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming we'll
fucking, I'll do it.
We'll get some midnight on.
Yeah, get some midnight on. I'll take a day off.
That'd be hot.
If they're doing midnights.
I hope they are.
Well, we'll fucking make them.
Whatever.
You know what? I think, as much as I think it would really ruin a lot of things in the movie, like, part of me yearns for just, like, a half second when it goes into slow motion, a little off-white timer just to pop up in the bottom. This would be like, boom, just for, like, a split second just to see it. It would be, it would make any ticket price worth it.
That'd be pretty good.
I guess. I don't know. It's
not if it was, like, if it did it through the entirety of the movie, that would be really bad, but,
like the
like towards the beginning somewhere where it was an action scene that wasn't all that important.
It's like when you watched House of the Dead and you started seeing clips of the game in the middle of the zombie fight, and I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah,
it doesn't fit. I understand that you're from a game, but that just doesn't fit.
Yeah. Well.
When and we saw this Doom. They went into their
All right. We did see this, and I have to say, before you go anywhere, that was the only interesting part of the movie.
Right.
The first-person shooter segment, about 90% of the way through, that was the interesting part of the movie. The rest of it was absolute ass. It was complete ass.
Well, because that was like a big thing. I mean, we've seen the first-person perspective before in films, and mainly your horror films, because you're walking down the hallway, that sort of thing, or from the killer's point of view type of thing. But never from the first-person view where there's the gun and it bounces.
Yeah, so completely stupid.
It was hilarious.
It was just like, okay, finally, this is what I came here for.
Exactly.
I can tell we're about to leave.
It's like going to a concert and hearing that one song you know.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I played that one. Let's get out of here.
Let's head to the car.
That's exactly right.
Oh, beat, the crowd, beat the crowd.
But yeah, that's what that was like. So I don't know. Yeah, if it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking for, like, every time, just once, just like, for 1 second, just a little timer. That's all I want.
We'll see. It wouldn't surprise me.
God, it would be so awesome. It would be epic.
I don't know if it'd be epic.
It would be epic. It would turn the epic up to 11.
You know what epic is? $150 for Dead Space Special Edition.
That's not epic. That's stupid.
That's epically stupid. I mean, you get a lot of shit with it.
Actually, I take it back. If I get the costume that the guy had at PAX, then all right, fair enough.
Well, see, I was looking at that, and it's like special edition packaging, but I mean, well, unless it's the dude's helmet.
No, I want the whole damn costume that lights up and everything with the little fucking gun, like, size to fit me. Then I'll pay $150.
That's just a lot of money.
No.
That's a lot of money for a game that doesn't have any kind of multiplayer involved.
That's a lot of money for a game that's on my rent list. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I look at games like that, especially during this season. I'm like, well, how often am I going to play this game? Well, for one, there's no online, there's no multiplayer.
It's going to be cool.
I'm not saying that a game really has to have multiplayer to keep me coming back to play it, but I'm pretty sure that one does. I will play through it the one time, and that'll be done.
Yeah,
I am going to approach that game precisely the same way I approached Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that game. I'm going to sit down with it. I'm going to play that game. I'm going to send it away.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot like BioShock.
You don't need to keep it.
Yeah.
It's like with BioShock. BioShock has...
Great game.
BioShock has that. You play that,
no
reason and you're
to,
done.
I feel
you,
no
you
need
go
to...
back, and I'm sure it has the alternate endings. You know, it has two different ways you can play. But once you've done that...
I would say that it has a little bit more replayability, but I think a lot of that has to do with just... the way that you have to spend the time in that world. Mm. That world is sometimes a very... You're always on the move, you're always on the go. Like, maybe you didn't completely engage in the kind of exploration you wanted to. That sort of thing. Like, I've been tempted to go back. I have gone back a couple times. Not all the way through. Do what?
You should go back on the
PS3. I plan on going back on
PS3
just to...
I watched somebody play most of that game, rather than playing it myself. And
really?
I didn't. I was like... I mean, it was great. I enjoyed it immensely. And I was like, man, it's good. But, like, once it was over, I was like, all right, good. Well, we collectively beat it. I have no desire to even...
Like, with Halo 3, we got done with the game, and I would jump into... bad example, because I didn't play much of the multiplayer. But...
I slaved away on multiplayer.
But, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. It felt like you feel like you get your money's worth because you continually put that back in your system and play. Like, same with COD 4. You continually put that back in your system and you play it. How often am I going to do that? That ratio to the dollars I spend, that tells me, am I buying this game or am I renting this game? And Dead Space, along with Mirror's Edge, by the way,
yeah,
both rentals. Because I will do exactly what he said. I will rent them, play them, finish them, send them back.
I mean, Dead Space looks awesome, but there's not a reason that I need to pay $60 and then have it sit on my games drawer and do nothing after I...
No, exactly.
No, yeah,
exactly.
I don't know.
I don't feel the need to
hold on to that.
To do any more with that than what's already available. So,
well, regardless of what the thing might be worth for you in replayability or after your purchase, I still don't see anything really in the collector's... I think people are missing the mark on collector's editions. I think that...
You gotta put some damn cool shit in there.
Come on, miniature Big Daddy. Well, they got it right. Cool.
Look, if... Yes, I abso-fucking-lutely believe that if you're going to pay the money for a collector's edition, it's not hard. It's a collector's edition. It's for collectors, people who like to collect these things. They have a shelf with, like, a bunch of cool-looking shit on it. One of the best things you could... Like, nobody ever... You put the cool art book in the box and then put the box on the shelf. You don't, like, display that art book... Whatever, man. It probably costs you nothing to include it, and the art's already there, so...
Yeah.
Fine, but it's not a selling point for me. Soundtracks are...
Soundtracks are good.
But fuck you, because too often they turn out just like the Metal Gear Solid 4 soundtrack, where it's a quarter of what's available in Japan, or of what's actually a part of the arrangement or the composition for the game, and it's like, all right...
Back to BioShock again, it says,
the soundtrack is like three fucking songs.
It was three songs. It wasn't the soundtrack.
Yeah. So,
although they did offer you that for free later. But
yeah, but...
They told you, yeah.
But then, like, just shut up about trying to say that it's a selling point in the collector's edition. I agree that a full, complete soundtrack... is a really good thing, is something that I would be willing to pay extra money for.
Totally.
But I can't remember the last time a full soundtrack was actually included, even in a collector's edition. It just makes me very wary. Figures are an amazing thing. Distinct, unique, exclusive action figures, statuary, something like that, that is...
Or make the thing it comes in cool.
Yeah, I mean, for what it's worth, you know, there's the...
Motherfucking collector's editions in cardboard boxes, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's not especially good.
DVDs have been doing it for years.
Like...
That's the end. It's still not good.
You get it in the Planet of the Apes collection, it comes in an ape head. Or, Battlestar Galactica, the original series comes in...
Yeah.
Northern Exposure comes in that little jacket.
Yeah, it does. In the jacket.
Yeah.
But I should go back and say, though, that Dead Space, and I don't know if you've got that open to say what comes in there, but it's got an art book, and it's got books galore.
Yeah, it does have books galore.
All over the thing. However, they're charging $150 for that. I bought BioShock Collector's Edition. Comes with a hand-painted figure.
Yeah.
And it was $10 more than the thing. I'm like, wait a second.
Like, I remember being...
I'm just saying,
so
if you're, like...
damn disappointed with my Oblivion CE.
Oh, yeah.
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 You know what I got? I got the cool map. All right, cool. Got a cool map. You know? Awesome. I got a coin. Like, a replica of a ingot. What the fuck? You know what that is now? Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Because it's a tiny-ass little coin. Like, what do you... It's tiny.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. I don't know where it is.
I'm just saying, I think...
Lost within a day. It's like, well, thanks. I paid you an extra...
I liked dodgeball with Bully, but I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
I think that's great, but if you're looking for, like, a baseline for collector's editions, limited editions, you need to give me a soundtrack that is absolutely the goddamn soundtrack. And you need to give me a figure. I don't give a shit what the game is about. I don't care. Make a figure of some shit in that game and give it to me. You know how much I would have paid for a Two Human limited edition? If there was like a fully like whatever
badass fucking
Valkyrie
guy? Yeah. Oh, the Valkyrie. Oh.
The Valkyrie is what I want.
The Valkyrie is what we want.
I want a Valkyrie figure. Like, that's how you do it. If you're looking to like have me spend extra money that I shouldn't be spending in the first place,
We do get
robust soundtracks.
Yeah, I do, man. Statuary. You make those fucking things.
I accidentally sent a message to Dyack over live.
You could have made it super badass. Because you could have put it on a little plastic thing so it looked like it was floating down. And you
Yeah, I don't even care. Like, it's just like actuated wings, whatever the hell those things are back there. Like, whatever you got
going on. Or make it non-actuated, but throw some LEDs in there.
Yeah, I don't care.
So you just make it glows, good. It radiates. Man, that would have been awesome. Make it a nightlight. You can plug it in.
I don't know. People buy these things. Maybe they're
the girl game joke we were doing Monday. There. Yeah, you're going that far with this one. Stop.
Maybe this is enough for everybody else. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of times they don't exactly know what to include in limited edition.
Yeah, you know, they asked, what was it, the guy for Kane and Lynch when we were at PAX asked, hey, what would you like to see in a collector's edition? And we had talked about this on the show previous, how I want more figures with my with my game
figures.
And so we told him,
I want Kane and Lynch bookends.
Yeah, I said...
That are figures.
Yeah, give us a diorama.
It's not hard. I'm not even smart. Yeah. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I know what people like. Like, it's not hard, you know. Like,
give us a scene, sculpted, whatever.
Just give me something cool. How about that?
You know, but
someone should hire us to come up with their collector's edition
and we said the packaging should be a money bag. Bag with like $1 on it. That's the packaging for it.
Yeah.
You open it up and you get all your shit, your figures and your game and everything else, and maybe, you know.
Like, whatever. I'm not that much of a collector anymore, and I don't really display much of anything, but, like, in my house, what I have on display are, like, my favorite
I got
figures.
My fucking
I got my helmet. Guys.
I got my cat helmet.
Yeah.
Matt Stalkers. Yeah.
I've got my, you know, I've got, like...
I got my cat helmet, man.
I got a couple different Arbiters, and I've got, like, you know, my dude from Akira with the motorcycle, and I've got, like, my Big Daddy, you know, these are, you know, I've got some, like, Robotech stuff, like, these are things I like, these are things very cool, if you can give me something that I can't get anywhere else, except with a game I already want, you know, you've just capitalized on my stupidity, my complete inability to not give you extra money for cool stuff.
Ubisoft, your Assassin's Creed figure doesn't count.
Yeah, I was gonna throw that in there. But your little, you know, your little pinky dick Altair...
Fuck.
Yeah. Go to hell. That was a really bad move.
That was horrible. Here's your, you know, packaging, which, whatever. You know what? And okay, I like special packaging, and then again, it's got its positives because it kind of looks cool. The negative is it can't sit on the shelf with all my other shit. I have to find a different place for it because it sticks out or it's too bulky or whatever because it's different. So
that's why I liked the cat helmet in the Legendary because... All your shit's in there. Like, you pull the thing and it's in the same. But I can take that little thing out. It's got the disc in it.
Right.
And
put it on the shelf. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Like, no, totally agree.
I want something to hold my disc that I can put with the rest of my games. But the box itself, whatever it comes in, I want to be able to put that somewhere.
Yeah.
Be like, look what I spent my money on. And you didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
guy looks around and says, yeah, but I can pick that up for $60 now, where you paid $150.
Well, that was the other problem. They completely, you know, there were too many of those things on the market.
I mean, how many? We all passed on getting the safety deposit box from the GTA 4 special.
Yeah.
With a soundtrack of some sorts. I don't know.
But by the same token, like, you know, the Big Daddy figure. Like, oh, man. Those are cool.
That's awesome.
Limited number of them.
Keep doing it that way.
The Fallout box is pretty great.
If they had
a figure?
Well, and I'm telling you, if they had actually included a real soundtrack in the BioShock,
oh, yeah, yeah.
They, like, that would have, in my opinion, and I've obviously stated this, but that would have been the perfect limited edition thing, even though the box sucked. Figure, soundtrack, thank you, and the game.
Well, yeah, one would assume.
Give me right. A Pet Boy figure for Fallout. You
know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The puppets were cool, though.
Yeah, the lunchbox is cool. Too bad you can only get it on Amazon, but motherfuckers. Whatever. Yeah. Lunchbox is cool.
Trying to think of whatever. You know,
I'm not going to buy it on Amazon, even though the lunchbox is cool. Prince I hate Persia. Amazon that much, but...
Trying to think of what else is coming out. I'm missing something.
So here we have reader mail. Actually, I know we have reader
mail. We have mail.
We do have mail. We do get mail.
I don't have a laptop.
An email address?
Three people in this room. I mean, I have one. I just didn't bring... I never bring it to the Thursday show. It's too laid back.
Yeah, if anybody wants to... if you guys want to email us... What we want to try and do is have, like, a... On our Thursday shows, have a mailbag segment. We don't get that much mail.
Well, and we're also kind of bad about... We're also kind of bad at handling it because...
Well, yeah, we need a better system. But that's here.
Do you want a better system is incoming. I promise you this.
I know.
So, like, whatever. Feel free to send us mail. We would like to know what people have to say. You got questions, you got comments, you got things you'd like us to cover. You send it to us, everyone at evilavatarradio.com.
Yeah, we all get it.
We all get it. We're all going to handle it.
I'll tell you what, though. Just because we told you we don't get much mail does not mean you don't have to start... You don't need to continue opening letters with, I'm sure you get a ton of fan mail, but I just... Right. Like, because damn, that makes me feel good. I'm like, he thinks that I'm actually cool. I'm
he
not really.
That we get email.
Yeah.
But recently we've gotten emails from Keith and Viredeath and the Moof Pack, and thanks to everybody that entered the Demigod contest.
Yeah, yeah, the mad props to everybody.
Yeah.
And Viredeath actually says, hey, it's nice to know you guys pay attention to your email.
Yeah, well, you know, on our good
hey,
days.
Hey, when we get it, we're excited. We got the email.
Yeah, we got it.
We got people listening and talking to us. That's great. What do you want to say? And he had a lot to say, actually.
But hey, J.W. Robert, thank you for clarifying that you came to the show before the David Hayter episode.
Yes. And
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that mention. We appreciate that you were here 6 weeks before that. Mm-hmm. So you're now officially old school.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think that's what delineates old school listeners from new school listeners.
Well, I listened to the Moofcast.
Yeah.
And they were talking. I listened to the one where they mentioned us and the shout outs at the end of the episode. And the guy said, oh, I've been listening to them for about, and I'm thinking he was going to say a few weeks. He's like 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's awesome.
Poor son of a bitch.
We apologize for
he must
all
have,
those hours.
He's got to be in a home. Like, that's all I can figure.
No, he's got his own podcast. Yeah. but yes, they have accepted our challenge.
That's true. Third down
to play Duke Nukem 3D against each other. Wanted to do it tonight, but we have this.
We have this now.
Strangely enough, he's like, "Well, we can't do it over the weekend because one of our guys is getting married." And
yeah,
well,
one of our guys getting married the next weekend.
One of our guys
so.
Getting married next weekend.
We'll figure it out. We'll make it happen.
Am I
just
up to
don't
weekend?
Get married? That
obviously this shit causes
solved.
A lot of problems.
Right, it complicates things.
Well, all you got to do really is just conflicts. Not have a wedding. Actually,
no,
getting married
don't
is
don't
not,
get just don't get married.
You need to do it.
Issue. It's
I promise you, it works just fine without it.
Yeah. Somehow.
I've tried it both ways.
Well, I saved a lot of money on my car insurance.
By switching to marriage.
Yeah, by switching to marriage.
But see, if you wait long enough, it'll be fine. Then you just get old. And
that's,
like,
yeah, well, there you go. That's a good point. That's a good point.
We're holding on for that senior citizen discount.
You're almost there.
Yeah, we're working on it.
All right, so should we take a look at some of Viredeath's?
Oh, no, we should just mention it and then not ever.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to know.
Well,
he had a couple of questions.
We have two emails from him.
Well, actually, the first email is a lot like the second one.
Well, fine. Then we don't have to. See if I care.
First off, he wants to know where the trophy support for Metal Gear Solid 4 is. I don't know.
Well, who the hell knows? What's going on with any of the trophy support? It
I
doesn't
know.
Make
trophy
any sense to me.
Trophy support is almost like this.
Trophy support seems to come in and be retroactive to the game's release, but the support isn't retroactive to anything you've unlocked. And, like, that's really frustrating. Right. Like, you need day one trophy support for these games. If you're gonna, if you're gonna add it later on, it really does need to be retroactive. I don't think that's asking too much.
Well,
your competitor's been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah, and you know what? There's parts of that game that I don't want to go back and play. I did it. You've had parts in games where it's just
yeah,
like,
it's painful.
Oh God, I'm so glad I'm past that and I don't have to worry about it anymore. And then it's like, well, shit, now there's an achievement for it. But yeah, it's just that I'm not going to do it. He also brings up the SOCOM beta. I want to say this now. We can't talk about betas because we're not in any fucking betas.
It's not
Planet Beta. Yeah. I've been screaming for a key now ever since Eurogamer did their little whatever it was.
Non-disclosure. It's just we're not in them.
We're not in them. Yeah. I contacted the
non-discovery
the
agreement
Sony to try and get us some beta keys. He hasn't responded. I get a press release from the G4 guys saying, "Hey, X-Plays, Tuesday the 30th, September 30th episode, they're giving away 2,000 keys to Little Big Planet." So I kind of wrote her back, and I'm like, "Yeah, I've been trying to get one of those. Got any tips? I'm just trying to weasel in a little bit." And she writes back, she's like, "Nope, just watch the show."
Yeah,
and you know,
this is the way they handle them. I mean, there's a lot of people who get inundated for beta stuff, and they don't want to do that because
Too Old to Play gave away beta keys for Little Big Planet today, but you had to have been a member since yesterday.
Oh,
nice. Crafty.
Thanks. Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, I'm all for that.
I just, at the moment, to be quite honest, not just because you're bringing it up, but that is actually the one beta that I regret not being in at the moment.
Little Big Planet?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
SOCOM.
Come on.
SOCOM, okay. I want into Little Big Planet.
If anyone has an extra
SOCOM, Sackboy runs
SOCOM
from the left
key.
Side of the screen to the right side of the screen. Repeat until you trade it in.
I know, but I've already.
That's the.
I've seen screenshots of somebody building a Back to the Future level, an Uncharted level.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be particularly great. It's just like it'll be great to play. It's not. It's not a game I'm interested in seeing any of the evolution of. I'm not. But. Right. SOCOM,
you can get in, though, by doing the pre-order, right? Or is that over with now?
Yeah.
I thought they gave you...
I'm not sure, but in any case...
There's the other thing.
One of the things I really want to know about the SOCOM beta is whether it's worth my pre-order.
Pre-order or not, yeah.
And if it, any way, shape, or form, has the chance to do at all what Call of Duty 4 did, which is prove itself in a beta format... And then take that success and translate it into live so that you have, like, a really solid player base. He's saying, you know, for his money, basically, that it's a COD 4 killer. And now, granted, I'll accept that phrase. It doesn't have to be a COD 4 killer. And it's not exactly the same kind of game, from what I understand. But...
Well, and not only that, but, like, I would hope something would be replacing that about a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like... It's been a year.
A year is long in the tooth for a game like that.
I'm actually pleased to see it sustain that long. I don't think we've seen a game sustain that long before something else taking its place.
Halo did in its own way, which is disappointing. But
well, okay,
Halo
2 is exactly right. But
Halo held the throne for a long time.
It wasn't online. It wasn't. You know, I didn't have that. In order to have the Halo experience and to keep that momentum going, I had to invite 7 people over to the house and tell them to bring their TVs.
Well, not for Halo 2.
Well, Halo 2 was king of online multiplayer for
God knows
how long.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Halo 2 was about the only game accessing online multiplayer to that degree on that generation
as
hardware.
Well as true, it did. Yeah. Like, yeah. Damn if they didn't do that incredibly well.
It was still cute. I just wanted to sort of pat it on the head and send it along because, I mean, it was amazingly popular for doing what it did. And I'm like, congratulations on shit my PC did 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
You.
Look.
But whatever.
It worked out
totally fine. Regardless, I'm extremely excited for SOCOM because the fire sort of went out of COD 4 with me a while back. It was just because I stepped away to do other things and it's like,
I can put it every now and then and have fun, but I'm not going to play it like I did.
No, it's the relationship we had with it is pretty much over, and that's our fault, I suppose, for walking away from it. But,
well, I mean, I don't think so. Like, you look at my damn play time on multiplayer, and I put a shit ton of time into it.
No, I know you did. So did I, but...
It's fine that I'm done with it. I don't feel bad.
No, I'm not saying there's a... What I'm saying is, the game didn't cease to offer fun. I think a lot of, at least for me... I was playing it almost nonstop, but a bunch of things came out that demanded the time, and I said, okay, I'm going to step away and spend time on GTA. I'm going to step away and spend time on Bad Company. These are things I want to play.
Oh, yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm not playing that. And by the time it was all said and done, it was like, well, I've gotten it out of my system simply by doing other things.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back because there's so many people who never stopped playing.
Yeah, and they're way better than
their skill level has increased dramatically. Mine has done nothing but decrease. I never stopped liking the game.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to go back and play it. So the need to play something like that is there. I have been hoping for a little while now that SOCOM will fill that need.
That hole, that empty hole in your heart?
Yeah. So it's. I have heard very little negativity about it,
yeah,
other than
I've heard a lot
connectivity issues and stability issues early on in the beta, but that's a beta.
Yeah, that's a beta. That's
now those issues seem to be brushed aside for the most part, and you know we're getting a lot of reports, like this email, saying that it is absolutely worth ours and other people's attention. Hopefully that is the case. I'd like to take a look at it.
Yeah, come over and take a look at it.
Yeah. He also wants to know why we think G4 hates the PS3 so much, which I would just say, don't watch G4.
I think there still is.
Sony's garnered a lot of their own hate.
All right. We
don't talk much about them.
No. But we, if you think back to.
Before we had one?
It's not just that. There was a point in time almost a year ago when Sony could not open their mouths without saying something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, whether you liked them or not, whether you wanted a PS3 or not, it was just
stupid.
Like, you are almost everybody who represents your company right now is doing a very bad job. A lot of your games are working as a very poor representation of your system. Your system's just not, it's not doing what it should in terms of its public face. And to a large degree, I think that's been corrected. Or, you know, a lot of the problems have been excised. But I think that a lot of people need for there to be a bad guy. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to be...
Not
somebody needs to be taking pratfalls. Somebody needs to be the comic relief. Somebody needs to be the failure so that someone else can be the success. I don't know exactly how it works. Yeah. I don't know how it works, but it's just like... I mean, I don't know. Let me ask a simple question. Like, look at what G4 is. Now, how do you be who they are without shitting on something? You got to have somebody to shit on. Like,
well,
that's that's the kind of people they are.
They can shit on the Wii.
I'd be happier if they shat on the Wii.
I don't think they can, though. I think the Wii has way too much mass appeal.
I mean, maybe that's it. I'm not going to speculate as to why. I just think that they... I will speculate that they're the kind of organization whose coverage is designed to be... to be full of snark. Like, to be way more sly than they have any right to be.
Mm-hmm.
That the coverage is not, like, even or balanced. That they're never on an acceptable footing
unbiased.
In terms of the coverage of what they're dealing with. They need something to shit on.
You're a corporation. It's, yeah.
And that's what I think it is. And, it pisses me off, too. Because it's like, I got no problem shitting on somebody that needs it. And believe me, like, you know, 6 months to a year ago, Sony needed to be shat on. But
yeah, they haven't let go. Yeah,
the 360s need to be shat on. Nintendo, by me.
Yeah,
yeah.
By a few of us in here.
I think that's perfectly fine. Yeah. Fine. You want to make, you know, you want to have your sort of off-color disposition about one of the competitors in the market. I think that's okay. But at a certain point, you're not even just making sport of them.
There's always a villain.
You're leveraging what you want to be their failure in order to. It's kind of like why I think that as blue as someone like Jon Stewart is, the worst thing that could possibly happen for Jon Stewart is for Republicans to lose the election. Then what the fuck is he going to talk about for the next 4 years?
He'll do fine. People will still watch. It'll be
okay. I'm not talking about his coverage. What I'm talking about is...
What is he going to make jokes about? So much of his...
Stephen Colbert's show? You think that shit would exist without 8 years of Bush? Like... What I'm saying is that some people only exist by casting themselves in opposition to other things. Some people really only get to do what they want to do by shitting on Sony. I think the things are similar.
Best thing for Colbert is the Democrats win. The best thing for Stewart is the Republicans win.
I think Colbert survives in any way, but that's why I think Colbert is infinitely superior to Stewart. Yeah, I'm a Stewart hater and whatever.
Well, would you guys like to wrap up with some housekeeping of... PSN IDs, and we haven't done that in a while. Gamer tags, and yeah.
Or sweet mother of God, yeah, you're right.
My fucking friends list on the 360 is full.
Well, ours are not. I have no friends.
Well, I'm just saying, I'll have to step back on the 360 thing, but...
Well, you can take people off.
Yeah, you probably need to do some housekeeping
on
the 360 friends
list.
Yeah,
you need to do some housekeeping. But,
you don't pay with all 100. Don't tell me you do.
I mean, I know a guy my friends list hasn't been on in like 28 days.
Don't bother adding Daniel, in other words.
In this room.
So. Sorry.
Tell me what's come out in the past 28 days that I need to get away from Warhammer for.
No, I'm just... You can log on. Fucking Duke Nukem came out yesterday, and it's really fucking cool.
Yesterday was my Warhammer day. Uh-huh. I told you that. I had to play Warhammer.
That's fine.
I hadn't played in 2 days.
Oh, wait. Did you play Viva Piñata 2?
Not yet.
Oh, well.
It's in the plans.
Okay.
Just curious. I thought about it.
I was going to ask Jeremy if he played Uncharted, but he didn't get here tonight. I was very curious about that.
But
I know he played Mega Man. He's loving his Mega Man.
PSN ID for me is Solus Space Toast.
S-O-U-L-L-E-S-S?
Yes. Space T-O-A-S-T.
Toast without a soul.
S-T. Toast without a soul. Same on Xbox Live.
Thank you, Xbox Live name generator.
Yes. Xbox Live name generator comes up with the best names. So I'm Toast Without a Soul.
So does the Sarah Palin name generator.
Moving on.
I was Hockey Beretta.
I am Daniel Out on Xfire and on Xbox Live. And then on Warhammer, you can find me as Faroril, F-A-R-O-R-I-L, on Red Eye Mountain. Gotta plug my Warhammer, man. That's a funny name.
No, see, all of a sudden...
Look, that's the server name.
Because all of a sudden it's weird. We got fucking Soulless Toast over here, but all of a sudden, like, name on an MMO, that's weird. This is from people who don't play MMOs. You have to get used to it.
No, his name wasn't. I just thought Red Eye Mountain was a neat name.
On the big old Red Eye Mountain.
It was kind of... I mean, in the Evil Avatar forums, it was kind of a non-choice issue when the server was called Red Eye Mountain. It was like...
Right.
Well, we're all there. Look at that. Server choice has been decided. Shit's called Red Eye Mountain. We don't even have a choice.
Your turn.
Fish bang.
It's your gamer tag. That's not your PSN.
Yeah, it's not my PSN. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. There's some other dude out there with fish bang. I'm going to add this appeal back out there to the world again. If you ever run across this guy, you need to... Let him know that that's not his name.
That's my name. Motherfucker.
How long have you had the name again? We've done this.
Fishbang?
Yes.
Oh, like...
7 years?
7, 8 years.
Yeah,
like
8 years he's had Fishbang. He signs up for the PlayStation Network. What happens?
It doesn't even mean anything. It can't be yours. It doesn't mean anything.
Fish
Someone
bang.
Was high somewhere and didn't understand what my name was. Like, it can't possibly be yours. That could not have happened to anybody else. You need to get over yourself. You are not Fishbang, whoever you are. On PSN.
So what is your PSN?
Mouselook. M-O-U-S-E-L-O-O-K. No spaces or any shit like that. Fishbang on Xbox.
No fucking numbers, that's for sure.
He was not content.
Fuck guys with numbers.
Fishbang doesn't do numbers in his name.
Fuck guys with numbers in their name.
Yeah, we don't like guys with numbers.
Speaking of guys with numbers in their name.
All right, Scott.
Psycho Boy 2. P and misspelled as well. P-S-Y-K-O-B-O-Y 2. That is on across. That's Xfire. That's 360. That's PlayStation, that's Wii, whatever. Well, Wii's a number. Thank God we're not giving those out, because I don't even know what the fuck mine would be. It's a 16.
Yeah, man, you can just look me
number.
Up as 42, 64, 39, 28, 34, 41, 0, 1, 2. I made that up, by the way. Don't add that.
I'm over in cell block A.
Yeah.
Which is what that sounds like. But yeah, okay, so that's my name across damn near everything.
And as always, you can email us at everyone@evilavatarradio.com.
Yeah. Monday show, Nick will be calling into the show.
Sweet.
On Monday.
He's a good guy.
Make an announcement.
It'll be a fun show.
Yeah, it will.
We'll see you Monday.